crap, but, and that would probably be $1 million, but it'd be half price. Now we're going to commission the study, and then spend $1 million on that, and they're going to say, okay, well, you can fix this by benching the bluff back for another $1 million. None of that makes any sense to me, but do know that I talked to Stacy about that. Then out of the clear blue sky, well, first of all, to BD Highway, which is just packed when this happens every time, is right at the asphalt line, straight down, eroded away because they don't keep their storm drains cleaned out up by Fire Station 5 and Hollister Knox Avenue. And so it's bubbling up BD Highway. We've cleaned it out and cleaned it out. We cleaned it out again because they're not going to do anything. But we're not going to haul shot rock to reinforce where it's already washing out right there. And if you're the width of a tire, if you go off on the front of there, you're going straight down. I mean, not angle down, you're going straight down. She said, well, they just don't have any money. Then I'm sitting at my desk, and this guy is at the front counter, and the ladies come in and said, hey, there's this engineer at the front counter. He's bidding on the replacement of the railroad bridge in downtown Hollister. I said, okay, yeah, I'd like to talk to him. So I said, are we three-laning the bridge? No, they're just replacing it, taking it out. Hollister's bridge will be closed for a year. I said, no, man. I said, you're smoking crack, man. We're not closing that bridge for a year. Yeah, your city's going to be on a dead-end road for a while. No, it's not. So I told Stacy, and she said, no, that's what we're going to do. And I said, no, that's not what you're going to do. And I said, there's an easy route here. We three-lane the bridge, and we do a lane drop, and we move traffic over on the that, and we put in the lane, and then we move it back over, and we continue on. But I said, you know, you guys close 76, the line to go to East Tennessee County starts in front of College of the Ozarks. And everybody waits in line. Without that bridge, it's going to start probably halfway to Springfield. And you have to go through downtown Branson.
Amen.
We have 15 school bus routes, 14 of them go across that bridge. Kids will have to... None of that makes any sense.
Well, if they said they didn't have any money, and they're going to do that bridge,
Do the bridge, we're going to wind up with somebody on the railroad tracks pretty quick. Tim Hilton's our concrete guy. Tim Hilton is Mr. Concrete. He started off as a bridge guy. He has a heart attack when he goes underneath that bridge and sees the corroded rebar. The deck of that bridge, you can see daylight through all the time. We go down there and patch it. MoDOT doesn't come.
It's a pretty substantial structure, isn't it?
So it's very old. And again, I'm a little frustrated with all this stuff. That thing is the bridge abutment on the northeast side. Of course, that used to be Highway 65. So there's that super elevation going around that corner. And all that, but that embankment is way back. The mule barn's gone. Railroad's never going to let anything be built there again. Why not shorten that bridge by a half? Do it a single span because the railroad hates the uprights. I'm not an engineer, but this isn't rocket science. This is something that sixth grade physics will tell you. Shorten the bridge so it's a lot less. Use three beams under it so you can switch back and forth so that you can do the lane switches and all that, or put four beams under it and solve the problem and do it in half the effort than pouring those pilings and doing all that kind of girders and all the other stuff that has to be done to do it the way it is now. There's an obvious right answer here, but the problem is I'm getting into a little situation where nobody's listening. And that's nobody listening at the lowest pain level. I hate to be that one, but we're going to raise that pain level on some of this stuff to a level.
They're not even attending their meetings like today.
Well, Yeah, not anymore, because they're all busy. Like, none of us have another damn thing to do. One of those things. But in that room at that dedication is Brian Seitz and Brad Hudson, and both of those two are bulldogs. They get a hold of something like this, they're going to get themselves another committee seat for being a hero, and that's going to be painful. And we don't want that to have to be painful. We just need to think about this a little bit. But the engineers' proposals are not on any MoDOT website. Stacy Reese, the district engineer, says, you know, I think I might have heard something about that. We've not been contacted about what we need to do with that. And the bridges are designed for 50 to 100-year life. Those bridges are 50 years. Some of the big ones are 100-year life. In 50 years, do we think we need three lanes? Multi-lane traffic starts at 13,000 cars a day. That already has 17,000 on it. It's way past two-lane 1936 Highway 65. And yet they're going to go be dumb again? That makes no sense. Highway 76, that's just going to keep happening what's already happened until they... First of all, it does get better because all the trees go in the way. So that part doesn't have trees crying on it anymore. So those parts shouldn't be too bad for another 20 years.
Sounds like that bridge project is going to have some Taney County oversight also to help give you some muscle to get MoDOT to construct an effective plan that works and doesn't cripple the city. But back to the original subject, the trees that are on there now, which is the simple solution, the immediate safety action that could be taken. It may not cure it, but it might alleviate maybe the straw that breaks the camel's back that causes going to flood that those trees to push the levee down. Are they on MoDOT's right of way, or are they on Hollister's land, or both?
Both.
Both. Well, you could go in and clear the ones that are on the Hollister land, right?
Well, here's the kind of thing for me. Let's say that we spend $500 a tree to have somebody go in there. We don't have the kind of equipment it would take to take those trees down. So $500 a tree, and there's 200 trees. Let's see, two trees is $1,000. So there's $100,000 to take the trees out of there. Now, they don't have any trouble asking Hollister whether they can pour all that rock back over Hollister's 10-foot strip along the flow easement there. They seem to be all right with them handling that. So when I talked to her, she said, you want the trees down, you cut them down. Okay. Now, let me just be stupid. One of those rock flows and the rock that you're putting in there, all that costs more than you guys taking the trees down. Just keep doing it. Now you're in it three times. We told them this at time one. You can lead a horse to water.
Well, it takes to trim the trees.
Well, that's what you need to do, because you want the root.
You don't want to remove them.
No, yeah. You want the root balls. You want the root balls to be there, and they need to be little.
$500 a tree to trim the tree?
Well, trim them.
I know it's expensive, the trees. When you go to file trees today, you hire it. It's a very expensive.
We just contracted one on BD Highway that probably isn't ours. $2,000 to take that one down.
Same tree.
At St. James Street and BD Highway. It's on the BD Highway. MoDOT said, we don't care if it falls down, we'll pick it up. Yeah, unless it falls on a car or a truck or a school bus. So we're going to take that down. That'll be the 4th of December. We just paid $2,000 to have that tree taken down.
And you know what? I couldn't imagine that location of one being any higher to get something come true, because you know, that's not your backyard. You know, there couldn't be much worse of a spot to try to work than side of a bluff setting the road over a lake. You know,
it's going to take a bucket truck and crews.
So not to mention the removal of the brush that hits the lake. They're not going to let it just go on down the lake.
Other than the fact that when MoDOT pushed into the lake right there in the storm, they didn't make them take it out of the lake. They make us take it out of the lake when we dump something in there. But
that's the reason it has to be reviewed by all parties, because there's safety involved here, and some of these, we don't know when the next storm's going to come. Could be tomorrow.
And that'll be a rain drop, and that'll be just like what we just went through. So however long that work takes, it's going to be that kind of stuff, and it's not us on the meeting with the grinder on it, grinding the tops of the tree.
The problem, it may be more than a rain drop. The second storm, that happened, we had a report from reliable source that there was almost somebody went off in the brink on that one. So we need to continue to give it safety oversight, in my thoughts or opinion. And so, Mr. Chairman, I recommend it. As soon as Devin gets a report from, he said he's going to bring it to the table for you. Continue this as a continuing item for review. That's all we can do until some parties, you know, get a plan together, and it looks like MoDOT's in MoDOT's court to do that. And,
I'm going to get a report of what?
You said you were going to get a plan from MoDOT. They were going to advise you of what they were going to do, right? And so as soon as you get that,
they do. We'd
like to.
Sometimes they don't. I mean, yeah. Again, it's not our road, so they don't have to.
But you need to keep asking for it, because it's a safety issue.
I talked to them about it, yeah.
The public at Branson, including the district that I represent, is very concerned about that. Everybody that goes to Hollister and everybody that goes to Branson has got a big safety issue over that. And we know about it, and so we need to continue to give it safety oversight. We might not be able to do anything about it, but we can at least give safety oversight and get the parties together that can do something about it. That's the objective. That's the reason for this board.
Well, it'd be amazing if we could get a representative to come again. You know, that would be the
We need to do that
Jason,
for our regular program.
Right.
Jason that always comes to partners.
Jason even
thinking he seems to come to everything. Could we maybe get him to come? I don't have his contact info, but he is the RE here, isn't he?
Yeah. Well, yes, he is.
I haven't seen Beth, and I couldn't tell you.
Well, yeah, she was here the other day. Beth's the area engineer, and they've actually pretty much almost moved her from the Branson office. So Jason is really down here. So I have Jason, Beth, Johnny T. Garden, and what's her name from Stacy Reese, all together at this other thing. So we just sat down, and it was about an hour. We talked about all this crap and why MoDOT is.
I'm not trying to be negative, but that's who we need to be here to keep updated.
Sure. Well, the chairman can request at the next meeting when it goes out.
They're on every email.
On both of these, well, right. These two new projects, and they're all safety related. It needs to be conveyed to them, and that may draw them in here.
That day that they deterred traffic, we happened to have a counter out on concrete, and it dried up 12,000 for one day.
Well, to get on concrete, they came 2 hours.
Oh, I know.
Oh, now, also, too, we closed Knox Avenue because everybody, that half of that 12,000 was up that way, too, to get around it. Some unknown person opened the gates back up again, and then a person ran into the gates. Now they want to sue us because the gates, when they ran into it, the cops were out there closing the gates again. Then MoDOT came down and said, no, leave the gates open. We want the gates open. Well, we're trying. So I got everybody going up Knox Avenue again, and the guy that ran into the gates pissed. Happened to be Mike Barber, so I have to hear about it. So anyway, it doesn't matter. It's not a good situation, and in many cases in Taney County, because of topography, we have one way to make this stuff work, like the bridge over the railroad tracks. There's one bridge, one way across the railroad tracks in Hollister. The second one is Ray Street, which is probably, the street itself is 12 feet wide, so it's two lanes, but it's 12 feet wide, up a hill, but right now it's more...